Case number 61, page 395. Great, would you read it? Would you?
To set up the banner of the teaching and to establish its fundamental message is a matter for a genuine master of the school. To judge dragons and snakes, distinguish the initiate from the naive, one must be an accomplished teacher. As for discussing killing and giving life on the edge of a sword, discerning what is appropriate for the moment with a staff, this I leave aside for the moment. Just tell me in one phrase how you will assess the matter of occupying the heartland single-heartedly. To test, I cite this. Feng Xiu, giving a talk, said, "If you set up a single atom of dust, the nation flourishes. If you do not set up a single atom of dust, the nation perishes." Sing Tao raised his staff and said, "Are there any patched-robed monks who will live together and die together?"
To set up the banner of the teaching and establish its fundamental message is a matter for a genuine master of the school. To set up the banner of the teaching. In India, particularly during the rainy season, all monks gathered at the one place in the practice under the guidance of Buddha Shakyamuni. And that time, in front of the temple, the banner of the Buddhism, flag of the Buddhism, was set up as a sign of the presence of the teacher and of whom all monks gathered and practiced. So, a set up banner means the presence of teacher here. So, that teacher manifesting itself as the master, teacher must be exact total manifestation of the truth, wherever he may be. So that's why he always set up the banner of the teaching in front of the temple. That is a custom in India. When the Buddha was alive, he established its fundamental message, and the teacher has to establish the fundamental message. Fundamental message means that which has indescribable subtle flavor. That is fundamental message, fundamental state of existence, which has lots of flavors, which is indescribable, which is supreme. That is a depth of existence, so-called Dhamma, we say. So that is a fundamental state of existence. Teacher has to explain, teacher has to manifest that fundamental state of existence, which has many kinds of flavors, which is indescribable, which is supreme. That is a teacher's mission, not to try to curry favor with custom of the silent, becoming trying to the famous, etc. Anyway, wherever she may be, what he has to do is to manifest that fundamental message. that's why he says, he's a mother for a genuine master of the school. So genuine, he must be very genuine. Who teaches the Buddha's teaching, expressing, revealing fundamental message of existence. So that teacher is not the usual teacher. That teacher is host of the triple world universe. Not further, he is not the teacher for a certain area of the world. He must be a host of the universe, otherwise he cannot teach the fundamental state of existence, which has lots of flavor. You cannot say what kind of flavor it has. If you go really deeply into the bottom of existence, it has a lot of indescribable, supreme flavor there. You cannot explain it. But you have to explain. When you have to teach the Buddha's teaching, you have to say so. So in order to explain that point, he has to be teacher as host of the whole universe. So he is not the particular teacher of the science, of morality, of religion, or for a certain religions, denominations. No. So, that teacher, next, what does he do? Next, he says, to judge dragons and snakes, distinguish the initiate from the naive. One must be an accomplished teacher. So to judge dragons and snakes means you have to have eyes, very clear eyes, to judge your object. Your object means whatever it is. Person, or inanimate beings, anyway. He is, or that object is exactly like a dragon or kind of a snake. A snake is very usual animal, creatures. Dragon is a modern creature. Okay. So that means the person has the great capability, capacity to manifest. To manifest Buddha's teaching. So the teacher has to know what kind of capacity the object has. So he has to know. And also he has to guide practically. That is to distinguish the initiate from the naive. Originally it says black and white. Black and white, good and bad, right and wrong. Anyway, you have to judge in an appropriate way. One must be an accomplished teacher. Such a person must be an accomplished teacher. Means in the second line it says also genuine master of the school, exactly same as this different expression, accomplished teacher. as for discussing killing and giving life on the edge of a sword, discerning what is appropriate for the moment with a staff. This I leave aside for the moment. Just tell me, in one phrase, how you will assess the matter of occupying the heartland single-handedly to test and decide this. Then, this accomplished teacher has to do something. So that is a very serious task for him, because object always changing, all sentient beings are always changing. But a teacher has to see object according to the circumstances, according to the change of the circumstances, according to the capacity of the people, etc. Anyway, he has to know, and he has to do something. Something, anyway. Complete beyond right or wrong, he has to do it in an appropriate way. For this, teacher has to have very strong, clear, precise determinations. So, that's why, as for discussing killing and giving life on the edge of a sword, on the edge of a sword, if you move, your body cut in two. Even though you don't move, your body cut in two. So what should you do? Complete beyond. Right or wrong, or I don't have a capacity or not. You have to see the circumstances and you have to do it. Something should be done. and discerning what is appropriate for the moment with the stuff. This I leave aside for the moment, anyway. but anyway, this I leave aside for the moment. Just tell me in one phrase how you will assess the matter of occupying heartland single-handedly. But anyway, the putting aside is a matter of discussion. What kind of teaching is appropriate for teaching the Buddha's teaching? That is a clear side anyway, but short, how does that teacher behave and understand or teach? So that is the case. Feng Su, giving the talk, and said, if you set up a single atom of dust, the nation flourishes. If you do not set up a single atom of dust, the nation perishes. So, a teacher, what kind of teacher that we are talking about? So, in order to be a host of the universe, not a particular teacher, not a teacher, usual teacher for particular areas. But it doesn't mean that kind of teacher must ignore a certain area of human existence. So called science, psychology, whatever it is, he cannot ignore. He has to shake hands, understanding psychology, philosophy, researching, using his intellect, anyway. Recently, anyway, psychology, philosophy, and the biology, all areas of the sciences are coming very close together, and they start to open their eyes to see once more again Buddha's teaching, anyway. Because Buddha's teaching already mentions about the unity of the whole universe. So all scientists anyway come together now and try to know what's going on there. to try to establish a human world, not a particular area of science. Each scientist wants to establish his own particular science, but simultaneously how to help human society, human life. In order to help human life, so each particular scientist has to communicate and live together in peace and harmony, and understanding other areas of the science, and then they can help all such human beings. Now Buddhism is in many ways helping with the physicists and biologists and gradually we are shaking hands together. But I mentioned to the entire Keshwin and on the way back to here on the Petri Center. to shift hand with all kinds of sciences is not good enough. Because science of many kinds of science anyway have gone very deeply into the significance of human life or structure of the human world, human life, very deeply, more than Buddhist in our days. Buddhist, or most of the Buddhists anyway, live their life soaking in the bathtub because they have long traditions and it's not necessary to struggle for researching deeply, and we have Buddhist office supported by the long histories and followers, and so most of the Buddhists feel good, soaking in the blue bathtub. If you do that, and then shake hands with scientists who really agreed with teaching of Buddhist teaching, at that time you are completely carried away by scientist will. Do you understand? Yeah. But if you want to be a teacher, as a host of the universe, you must go beyond. You shouldn't be tossed away or carried away by any kind of idea of scientist. You can help, but you have to be the host of the whole universe. Okay. For this, anyway, Buddhist, from now on, you have to really research deeply human life, human society, in terms of Buddha's eye, not in terms of science. That is Buddhist mission, okay, particularly in the United States. So, so that case, that's why, how do we be host for the universe? For universe, okay. Guiding, teaching, they're all sentient beings, including science, scientists, or whoever they are, all sentient beings. Francis, giving a talk, said, if you set up a single atom of dust, the nation flourishes. If you do not set up a single atom of dust, the nation perishes. If you set up a single atom of dust, the nation flourishes. If you pick up not pick up. If you confront, if you are confronted with every aspect of human life, everyday life, okay? When you get up in the morning, wash your face, having a meal, study, or walk on the path taking in, you walk, walking meditation, or talking with people, helping the people, whatever you do, okay? They're all for all activity of everyday life is exactly to say, pick up dust of the atom of dust. In other words, in every, according to daily routine, you have to get up in the morning and make breakfast and make meals and using the vegetables, washing the vegetables, washing the pans, the dishes. This is exactly you have to establish, you have to serve, you have to pick up atom of dust. At that time, what you have to, what kind of things are you picking up? What kind of thing are you facing right now? Right here? When you see vegetable, are you picking up a vegetable only? Separate from all sentient beings. But practically you're facing anyway bread of the vegetable, piece of vegetables. But if you use a vegetable, a piece of a vegetable, you have to establish the whole universe. So that is a setup, the banner of the teaching. In other words, if you pick up a vegetable, if you wash the pan, at that time you cannot wash the pan with a narrow sense. I am washing just a pan. But you have to wash the pan. With all sentient beings means you have to be, your heart must be very compassionate. Your heart must be very broad, magnanimous. What you can see all sentient beings within the pan. So when you pick up a pan, that is pick up whole universe. Don't even think of space at this point. Whatever you do, whenever you stand up right now right here, you have to set up banner of the Buddha's teaching, banner of the truth. Okay. So that is called shikantara, shikantaten. Or practicing preciseness. And so then naturally if you set up a single atom of dust, the nation flourishes. All such means nation holds in your first eye. Okay. At that time your heart must be very broad, magnanimous, compassionate. But if you have another point of view and just wash the pan for what? Because my wife scolded me, so I have to wash the pan. At that time, you can't manifest, you can't set up a banner of the truth there. Because it is very conflict. So very naturally, you create stresses and anger, and restless, etc. But you have to, if you wash the pan, with all sentient beings. At that time, you really concentrate. You can really have full commitment to wise Japan with your real heart. At that time, nation flourishes. You can share your life with Japan, with all sentient beings, because people are very impressed, and the people, you can help the people of sentient around you. If you do not set up a single atom of dust, the nation perishes. On the other hand, if you really take full commitment to wash the pen with wholeheartedness, at that time there is no gap between pen and you. So at that time, nation perishes. There is nothing. You try to discriminate pen or I, except one. So that is called emptiness, no subject, no object. So, Sudo raised his staff and said, "Are there any patriarchs, Lord Monk, who will live together and die together?" Sudo raised his staff and said, they show the stuff, show the stick and kyosaku and whatever it is, or pick up a pen and wash, whatever it is, gassho, okay, and zazen, and wash your face, it's same things, okay. That is raise his stuff, means everyday life. When you wash your face, it is just like raise the staff. And then he says, "Are there any patrons or loved monks who will live together and die together?" That means live together and die together means dosho doshi in Japanese. Do means the same. And one. And sho means live. Dosho. And doshi means the same and one. And si means death. Dosho, doshi. Means when you climb the mountain, why you have, you can see the gap between the mountain and you. You never be a great mountaineer. No. You have to completely live together with the mountains. You have to die together with the mountain. That is everyday practice for the great mountaineer. That is completely beyond speculations. And the third person, in terms of third person, while we can say, we can criticize, we can say many things about him, about his lifestyle. But for him, he always lived together, died together with all, with mountains and clouds and skies. The very natural, he can climb the mountains smoothly, naturally, without using his particular effort, because mountains invite him. Live together with mountains. Very natural. So, completely beyond his speculations, he cannot help going to the mountain, climb the mountain, because it is his life. His life is mountain's life. Exactly. And then there is communication, total communication. That is called dōshō, dōshi. Live together, die together. thought. When you pick up a pen, when you wash the pen, who are you? Can you be a person who can live together, who can die together with a pen? That is samadhi, we say. Generally speaking, we say samadhi. The wisdom says shikam. This is the most important practice. At that time, you can be master of a universe. Master of a universe. Who can shake a hand with all sentient beings, any kind of scientist, any kind of people, anyway, shake a hand understanding, but he never be carried away, tossed away, confused, never confused by any sentient beings or this guiding help. He becomes great guidance, great guide. So that is philosophical understanding of human life and not psychological understanding of human life. Of course, it is important for us. But it is not religion. It is not spiritual life. If you really want to be, you want to have a spiritual life, you must be anyway close to the universe. that's why I listen to you. I really feel strong missions for the as a priest, because priest must be anyway host of the whole universe, not particular teachers, wherever you may be. So for this, we have to, Buddhist has to study seriously and practice hard every day, and going deeply into human life, human society, understanding deeply, profoundly, and helping all such human beings. For this, the practice, study, Buddhism on a daily basis must go continually, smoothly, and seriously, with true heart. Whatever happens, whenever ages comes, then we have to do it. Otherwise, you cannot be a host to the universe. Okay. That's what I want to say today. Do you have some questions? To Russia, I met a monastery. I didn't understand those days, but I felt a very strong spirit of becoming Buddha. When you take a shawl, when you bow, when you walk on the street as a monk who practice begging. Anyway, each step must be very stable, physically and mentally, anyway, you have to have a straight posture. And just walk step by step with dignity, majesty. This is a very important point. People don't know. This point is very simple, too simple to know. And most of people don't know, even the Buddhists don't know. So always miss it. We always pass by. And always we pay attention to the philosophical understanding and the fascinating world. Always. I don't mean you should ignore that. That is important. But if you want to be a master of the universe, anyway, you have to practice this kind of things. Well, if you want, you must be. Each person must be host of the universe. From now on, if you don't like or you like, if you want to help all such a being, you have to be host of the universe. For this is too simple, too cross to know, but anyway, we have to practice this. If it's not the philosophical discussions, psychological discussions, but I don't mean you should ignore philosophy, psychology. You should study. That's why Dogen Zenji wrote the Shobogenzo, 95 chapter, which is very difficult for us to understand. But he has to say, how do you take care of human consciousness? Not only in terms of psychology or philosophy. We have to see the human consciousness in terms of philosophy, psychology, religion, and beyond the religions. Anyway, we have to see the psychology, consciousness. You have to see consciousness in many ways. And then you have to deal with consciousness beyond any categories, philosophy, psychology, because consciousness is always something alive. Beyond the philosophy, beyond the psychology. Even though you don't like, consciousness is alive. Yeah. You never mold consciousness. Even the simple vibration of the consciousness into a certain flame, so-called philosophy, psychology. No, you can't do it. So, all you have to do is, anyway, you have to face it and deal with that consciousness. But within that consciousness, we have to build up, set up the universe. This is simple practice. Anyway, pick up pan. There is a consciousness. Pan is nothing but the consciousness. So, pick up a pan, wash. But it's not washing the pan. It's not washing your consciousness. You have to wash whole universe. That is how. Complete beyond your speculation. Should I am watching this pan, or I am watching the whole universe? Complete beyond that discussion. Do you understand? If you discuss, I am watching, whether you are watching the pan or universe, you can't do it in that way. But spiritually, you have to know that. Okay? Pan, which is one of the phenomenal entities. Okay? But on the other hand, pan, you should understand the pan as a universe. Okay? Through very deep understanding. And then, nevertheless, you can attach each one of them. You have to combine, you have to accept all things. In usual sense, pan in the usual sense, and pan in the as a universe. And then those two becomes the quality of your action right now. At that time, you can wash the pan and set up the pan. This is called Shen. So action is human action, but it's not usual human actions. Okay? You have to return to the simple human actions. Okay? But within the human actions, there is a very profound quality of human actions. Okay? Backed by two. The pan in common sense, pan in the universe. At that time, pan and you really one. And you can help the pan. You can help all such human beings. And then you become Buddha. Very much. That is a person who becomes a master of the universe. Okay. This is a simple practice every day. Maybe we may say, is aesthetic way of life? How can let the flower of your life force bloom right now, right here? Very aesthetic. But it's not discussing the idea of aesthetic way of life, because it is something you have to manifest. That aesthetic way of life, day by day.
What's the situation here? Is it Fang Su having a dialogue with Suto, the disciple?
Suto is a person who composed the verse. Suto. So maybe in this case, no one answered to this disguise. So that's why Sudo anyway answered to this, you know, to this point, instead of other monks.
So who makes the point here? Who's doing that? I never understood that through all these cases. Is the pointer, is Feng Su making the pointer? Is it something that he wrote?
Yes. Pointer.
Pointer is,
yeah.
Is that?
Suda. Suda.
Oh.
Pointer and verse.
Okay.
So
in the case,
this case is correcting anyway, correcting many cases. Many case means the pattern example of the ancestors, they practice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's a story. And Sudo make a pointer to pointer to this case and also verse.
Roger-san, do you think this is a good translation of Dosho Doshi, the live together and die together?
I don't know. I don't know.
My sense of reading this was more that rather any patchwork monks who will live together and die together. I thought he was talking more about community or something, you know, not live together within each monk.
Live together with your object. Live together with her, and die together with your object. When you climb the mountain, how can you climb the mountain? This is a point. Whether your life is deepened or whether your professional task will develop or not. How do you deal with the mountain? So you have to deal with the mountain, living together with the mountain, dying to with the mountain. This is a spirit. Heart. Your heart. That time, mountain helps you.
then you can live. You can learn the life of the mountain, life of the human life through the mountain's life. And you can learn many life of the existence. That's a dojo. Your name is dojo. The dojo is a dojo dojo. Do means, the identity, the same, and one.
Unity.
I
see. Think the Do means, like in Sandokar, isn't that the same Do?
Yeah. You can see so. Dogen Zenji uses very much this expression, dojo, dojo. In the Western philosophy, I think, same idea in Western philosophy.
In some.
But,
Well,
Barclay used to say that to be is to be perceived. And he connected, for him there was no, the object and the perception were the same, so that when the individual died, the perceptions died with him. But he didn't understand that the subject wasn't there either. He just said the object wasn't there.
Concept of the sameness is still something which exists in the territory of etymology. In the thinking area. But the sameness is not the thinking area, this is the actual activity. It's a very strong aesthetic way of life brewing from. That's why if you read Bendoa, it's a very beautiful expression there. You don't understand, right? Dogen Zenji mentions quality of Zazen. It's fantastic in Bendoa. It's very beautiful.